Chapter 14. A predator, a tormentor. The jackal was a towering figure, broad-shouldered, strong and supple. An animal with the cunning of a man, the killer instinct of an animal, and Fang dangled in his evil grip. I never would have imagined I'd die on my own sword's blade. Backpedaling, I danced, and the lichen's swift strokes licked at my skin.
"You are fast for a big man,"
the jackal said.
"But not as fast as me. I have supernatural speed. Still, I'm your superior in battle."
I laughed. "You call this a battle? You wield a fine sword, and I use a club. Ha! You're letting my weapon and my armor do all your dirty work, you oversized rodent."
"There is no honor among jackals,"
he said, taking a swipe at my gut. I jumped away, or lichens for that matter. The walls of the fort were closing in, and the jackal was quite a sight. His 4 feet of razor-sharp steel hung in his fist. My steel, that is.
"Sad to see your men are so much braver than you. At least they had the courage to fight with what they had, not with what the enemy had given them."
Fang sliced the top off my club. "Drat!" I snatched the shield from the ground. The jackal struck, jarring my bones. Again and again he tore at my shield, making pieces of metal and wood scatter all over.
"Coward!"
I yelled.
"Fight fair! What are you scared of?
Your men are watching you. When the day comes, what'll they think of you?" Only the straps and a small strip of wood remained.
"Will they respect you? Will they follow?"
The jackal stopped. I fought for my breath. He was little winded.
"I tire of your mouth. Perhaps it is best that I tear your throat out."
With a flick of his wrist, he tossed Fang to the other side of the fort. He stretched out his arms and extended the long nails on his fingers. I'd never fought a lichen, but I once saw one break the neck of a dwarf with his bare hands before, and there wasn't much that would kill a lichen except the pierce of silver or magic. I bought some time, but I was still a dead man without Fang.
"You'll wish I used the sword soon enough, fool,"
he growled at me.
"Now I'm going to tear you to pieces."
Claws and teeth bared, he sprang. I dropped on my back, jammed my boots in his gut, and launched him head over heel. He crashed to the ground and howled, not like I would, but with the strange, high-pitched howl of a jackal. He gathered himself, eyes filled with rage, and came again, legs and arms ripping up the ground like an animal. I braced myself. I gave it all I had. I punched, kicked, and clawed. He bit, ripped, and howled. Blood was in my face. My blood, not his. I was sure of it. I walloped him in the jaw with my dragon fist, snapping his head back. I drove the heel of my other palm in his gut. He backed off, smiled, and spit a tooth from his mouth.
"That's a first. But you bleed. I do not. I cannot."
I'd hit him with all I had with that punch. A dragon punch at that. To no effect. That was the problem with the supernatural. Only the supernatural could stop it or kill it.
"You're sure you just don't want to talk about this, perhaps?"
He jumped again, his full weight landing on me. He rammed my face in the dirt and jammed a claw in my leg. I thrashed, drove an elbow in his ribs and rammed my head under his chin, crawling out from under him. He shook it off like water and punched me in the face. My nose started to bleed. It might have been broken.
"I can do this all day,"
I said.
"Do what? Bleed?"
He howled like a tormented banshee.
"We'll see about that."
I had to fight smarter, fight harder. or else I'd be dead in the next minute. I gasped for breath.
Think, Dragon. Think. How do you beat something that is indestructible?
I balled up my dragon fist and said,
Come on! What are you waiting for?
He came after me, claws striking like snakes. I hit him in the nose. I hit him in the face. He was fast, but my jabs were much faster. I was the dragon. He was the animal, not me. He broke it off.
What are you doing, fool? You can't hurt me.
Stings, don't it?
I shook my fist.
You might as well surrender. I could do this all night, remember?
I was exhausted, and my knuckles ached. The jackal was like hitting a statue, but at least I had him aggravated. Balling up his fists, he circled me.
So, it's a fist fight you want.
He smacked his together.
Then it is a fist fight you will have.
He lunged. I jabbed. He snared my wrist in his hands.
Gotcha.
He jerked me to the ground and drove his elbow into my gut. All my wind left me. The jackal had outsmarted me. Pinned to the ground, I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe. He opened his jaws. I could see a tunnel of fangs in his mouth. I tucked my chin down as he went for my neck.
No!
My mind screamed. But I knew it was over. An inch from my face, the jackal stiffened. His grip loosened. His jaw fell open. I noticed the tip of a sword sticking out of his chest as I crawled out from underneath him. His eyes rolled up in his head as he fell over. Fang hung in the farmer's son's grip. I scurried to my feet and watched the jackal transform from a lichen to a man. Dead. The farmer's son stood there, trembling, with blood on his hands. I didn't know what to say, but the remaining enforcers did.
Kill them!